Welcome to our Politics and Review podcast. Primary mode returned after a July voting respite as five states chose nominees on August 2nd. Two more U.S. House members lost their primary elections, both from the state of Michigan. Freshman Representative Peter Meyer was denied renomination in his Grand Rapids anchored district at the hands of former Housing and Urban Development official John Gibbs. Congressman Meyer was one of the 10 House Republicans to support former President Trump's impeachment, and Trump-endorsed Mr. Gibbs organized base conservative voters to win the primary election. He now faces attorney Hillary Scholten in the general election from a district that was made much more Democratic in redistricting. The other ousted sitting House member is two-term Democratic Representative Andy Levin, who lost to his colleague, Congresswoman Haley Stevens, in the suburban Detroit 11th Congressional District. Redistricting drew the two members together into one seat, meaning one would not survive the primary contest. The loss means a member of the Levin family will not be serving in Congress for the first time since 1983. Both Mr. Levin's father, former Congressman Sander Levin, and his late uncle, Senator Carl Levin, served 36 years in Washington, D.C. A total of 10 House members have already lost their re-elections, 5 Democrats and 5 Republicans. 5 of those are redistricting related, 2 because of ethics or personal behavior problems, 1 for ideological reasons, and a pair on the Republican side for voting to impeach then-President Trump. Two Washington State Republican House members, Representatives Jamie Herrera Butler and Dan Newhouse, both appear headed to qualify for the general election in the state's jungle primary system, but will likely do so with less than 30% of the aggregate vote. So far, the only Republicans who have gotten past their primaries after voting to impeach Trump are the 3 in the jungle system. 2 have been defeated outright. Another 4 chose not to seek re-election, generally because of redistricting and very uncertain re-election prospects. The final such member, Wyoming at-large Representative Liz Cheney, faces her voters on August 16th, in the face of very poor polling numbers. Key Senate primaries were also decided on August 2nd, Missouri Attorney General Eric Schmidt winning the Republican nomination over Congresswoman Vicki Hartzler, and scandal-tainted ex-Governor Eric Greitens means the GOP is now a prohibitive favorite to hold the seat of retiring Senator Roy Blunt. Trudy Bush Valentine, a member of the Anheuser-Busch beer family, won the Democratic nomination after being under direct negative attack from her opponent. In Arizona, venture capitalist Blake Masters, riding strong financial support from a super PAC that California billionaire Peter Thiel largely funds, and an endorsement from former President Trump, helped him score a 10-point-plus win over businessman Jim Lehman and Attorney General Mark Brnovich. Mr. Masters' tougher task lies ahead. He now moves into the general election against Senator Mark Kelly and his campaign war chest likely to reach $100 million. This concludes our Politics in Review podcast. I'm Jim Ellis.